If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Listening to High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And you're listening to us on the More Like Radio Network. That's morelikeradio.com. And as I do at the beginning of every single podcast, I will rattle off a bunch of social media garbage. That's our Twitter account.
Garbage.
At HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the Reddit subreddit is reddit.com/r/High. Society Radio. It's Friday. It's 7 p.m. And I'm sure you're listening to this live on morelikeradio.com and you're just loving it. Just, I can't wait. Because we were off, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, yes. We did a show last week.
But we gave them that hotness last week, so they should be more than thankful.
I came back from vacation refreshed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
As a daisy.
I like seeing you refreshed. It's
nice.
It's refreshing for Johnny and I.
A lot happier when you're happy, you know?
I'm happy when you're happy. Isn't that weird?
Kind of.
Because God knows I can't find my own happiness, huh? Huh, Johnny?
I guess not.
I'll tell you one thing. In my neighborhood, Astoria, New York, it's a madhouse for World Cup soccer. Because
of Croatians.
Croatians, Brazilians,
the Arabs,
every sort of South American. What? On top of that, there's Italians and there is some French people.
Greeks.
And there's a massive amount of Greek people. Like, it's just the perfect storm of international soccer in my neighborhood.
It's a great game.
Has there been any shootings yet?
No, but I did see someone get into a fight over a cab with some very drunk Brazilian woman last week after Brazil won.
How the fuck you gonna fight a Brazilian women are bad, son.
Yeah, there's like three Brazilian clubs right around my apartment.
I gotta chill in your
hood
more.
There's three of them.
God damn.
I don't know how they all stay open.
That blow, son.
There's probably a lot of Brazilians.
Mad Brazilians. Good.
Probably a lot of dudes that go in there looking for Brazilian
pussy.
No, I get it, but it's like literally like there's just two Brazilian clubs directly next to each other, and then there's another one across the street. You think their one would eventually just come out as the best Brazilian club, and why would they go to the other ones?
Maybe they like compete with each other. Like 1 week, one has a food special, the other has like a drink special.
No, I feel like you just have the spot that you like, even though it's like Geno's and Pat's. Are they that different?
I've never.
Well, one
six
what, one,
guys in Philly are furious right now.
Pat was all right. Pat's is. I never had Geno's. Pat's is all right though. The cheese whiz, it's good money.
Yeah. I'm just saying, there's different things. I never understand. That's actually something I never understand. What draws people to places like that. Like in my old neighborhood in Bensonhurst, there was all these like little Asian bakeries that you can have coffee at in the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'd all be just filled with dudes just sipping, and they all sell pretty much the same thing.
That's so like, probably like likes it. I don't think anybody's competing over that though.
There must be a competition. There's dozens of them.
Isn't Geno's and Pat's different? Like they use like one uses spread and one uses actual cheese or something like that?
No, I think they both use whiz. It's Philly.
They both do. Oh wow.
Why not just use provolone? It's
I like
delicious,
provolone.
Delicious melty cheese.
Again, we're just three guys from New York just offending.
Oh yeah, we're just, yeah, just crushing right the souls.
I like Philly. Shout out to Jimmy Rollins, new hit king for the Phillies.
I always liked when people would put potheads would buy the Rollins jersey because it was like Philly blunt. And it says Rollins in the back.
I didn't even know that.
You're rolling it.
Yeah, like rolling the Philly blunt.
You gotta put some tape over the ass.
Got it?
You dead ass. Like, that's the thing.
Get it?
Did you ever see that episode of Jerry Springer where the guy had the St. Louis hat with the STL, but then he put HU and ER before and after it? He said Hustler.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's amazing. I get it. He's a hustler. I understand now. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Also, Carlos Boozler.
That's racist.
Wow.
Or Carla Boozer, excuse me. Hey, I like to get drunk. I'm going to get a Boozer jersey. Get it? I don't even care. I don't even like the Bulls.
I was thinking about getting a...
Or the Jazz, rather.
You ever go to Ebbets.com? It's like old jerseys and stuff from like...
I don't rock a lot of throwbacks, Chris.
They had a Corey Blunt jersey. I remember they those. He wasn't even nice.
There was a team, apparently, at some point called, in one of the leagues, Federal League or something, called the Atlanta Crackers. I've thought about buying that multiple times.
Oh, you got to get that. You're a huge cracker.
I am.
I mean, white as could be. Oh, man. So, Johnny, have you kept up on the World Cup?
Yeah, I had to watch the game last Sunday, the Ecuador game.
How was it?
Fucking heartbreaking, bro. Heartbreaking.
Not a fan of it?
Yeah, 30 seconds left to tie. Fucking, the Swiss fucking hit that goal. It's 2-1. I didn't even know I had that many Ecuadorians in my building because I heard, no. I was like, damn, that's tough.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, no matter what happens, people are screaming happy and sad.
Yeah.
And there's just car horns going off. And I'm ready. I'm totally ready to just jump. I've jumped into the bandwagon thing of just like, yeah, this is great. International soccer, right?
But you gotta dig fucking like, you know, being an American right now. They won their game.
Yeah. They beat Ghana.
Fucking,
no one saw that going.
Miracle on Ice, too?
Miracle on grass.
Yeah, son. Hell yeah.
Like nah, that's like when you like find an extra joint.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess it's more of like a ground score at a festival. Like I found like a bag of Molly, some drug dealer must have left. This is the best day ever.
Yeah.
Let's do it all.
Just pump that shit.
Why would I sell it? Let's just do it all.
That's like the Hanukkah of drugs.
Molly?
Yeah, it's just a festival. Like if you find like a bag of drugs and you're out of drugs.
Oh my god.
It's like the Hanukkah of drugs.
Can't even imagine that.
Drug, it just keeps going.
The best I've ever done was I found $80 outside an ATM once, and I spent it immediately. Like this, and I was broke at the time. And I was going
shocking
to the ATM. Yeah, right? Shocking that I'm pissing away money, I'm broke, and then I'm pissing away money when I'm broke.
Well, that's the gambling aspect of your personality.
I found money with you that time. We were chilling in your hood. We were going to that fucking little college pub we used to go to. Found $40. We blew that shit in the bar.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even working at the time. That was a pretty bad investment.
But I mean, that's a big thing. People who gamble. That it's like when
not
they
a gambler.
You regularly lose, but then when you win, you spread the wealth even though you're down for a lifetime.
I'm dumb. Ignorant. I'm really stupid.
I think that's just part of the psychosis that involves gambling. To work on that.
Why would I work on myself when I can just keep going this way?
That's what I'm saying. If you've gotten this far, why not keep going, bro?
I haven't gotten very far.
You got an
apartment and a girlfriend.
That's what I'm saying. It's better than most, bro.
Good point.
Better than most.
Johnny, did you watch the NBA Finals? I know we're a week after it actually happened.
That shit was hysterical.
You liked it?
I love how fucking they just beat the shit out of Miami, the Spurs. And then after, this is why I hate the media, like in sports. San Antonio wins, first question out of everybody's mouth. But how does it compare to last year when you lost in 7 games? Why the fuck would you ask somebody that after they just won?
Because they don't want to hear, you know, them saying, oh, this is the best revenge ever, even though Popovich isn't going to give him anything.
Oh,
Tim
Popovich,
Duncan isn't going to give him anything.
Did you see Popovich when they won? He's the most fucking horrible winner I've ever seen.
He's a crazy old man. He's
awesome.
He
looks like a dude that just woke up from a really bad hangover. I didn't even know they won looking at his ass. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's the perfect team. Like, they all just don't get a big head. It's great.
Yeah, no, they OD'd too because it was up by like 20 with like 14 seconds left and they were still playing defense.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, just let him go to the rim, man.
If you looked at Leonard the entire, those last 3 games, they're up 20. They're up 20.
Yeah.
He looks miserable. He looks like in a bad mood when they're obviously rolling into the finals.
My boy said he looked a bit slow. Kawhi Leonard looks a bit dim. I don't know if he can read. He doesn't sound like it, but yo, God bless him.
And his fantastic reflexes.
17-point fucking average for an MVP final.
You're listening to High Society Radio. We're talking about week-old sports.
Hell yeah.
And actually, this is something that we meant to bring up last week, but we didn't get to it. Shock Top,
what
kind of beer is that? It's like a Blue Moon. It's like a Heavenweisen.
A little bit, yeah. They're more flavored beers. They do seasonal stuff more than anything.
Last week in New York, they held some pizza event.
Mm-hmm.
Where they ordered a pie from, they said from every single pizzeria in New York.
Well, no, like, Brooklyn and Manhattan.
Every pizzeria in Brooklyn and Manhattan, they ordered a pizza, had delivered to a warehouse in Williamsburg.
And you called bullshit.
And I called this is insane. This isn't happening. This isn't real. So free beer, free pizza. And a party. It was a party in Brooklyn last, Thursday, I think?
Yeah, about Thursday-ish.
First of all, I think there's more than 400 pizzerias in Manhattan.
Easily.
Yeah?
Easily. Yeah. Easily.
Just the amount of famous raves alone, you're in the hundreds already.
But they admitted that, yeah, this, all right, so maybe we don't have everyone, but we did as good a job as we could by ordering 400 pizzas. And Shock Top paid for the whole thing with like a day's notice.
That's fucking insane. Could you imagine like being the guy that had to do all that running around?
And then, what guy? There's 400 different delivery men who just came and delivered the pizza.
Oh, I thought they sent guys. Ah, fuck it then. That's awesome.
And then I looked the next day, Gothamist was there. There wasn't that many people there. We should have went.
Well, you know what, though? I figured because everybody did you.
They had extra pizza.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 400 pizzas is a lot of pizza. I feel like a lot of people at these things don't eat the food.
No, it's pizza. Everybody, no matter what you do, everybody eats fucking pizza.
Yeah, but 400 pizzas.
Okay, I'd say it's 400 pizzas. That's eight slices of pizza.
Yeah, it's about 300.
I guess it's 3,200 slices of pizza.
Yeah, so even if you have 1,000 people at the event.
Damn, you get three slices. Motherfuckers
eat two slices sometimes.
Yeah, but that's still, then that means you get three slices ahead if there's 1,000 people there. And there were only like a couple hundred. Like, I look at the pictures of it. It was a big warehouse space. And there was room to breathe in there.
Well, what else was there to do there other than eat pizza and drink Shock Top? Because, I mean, I think you need a draw nowadays.
It was just like some weird pizza-related art things. Oh, I don't know.
Was Tiesto there?
I don't think Tiesto was there.
So then it's not going to be popping off.
It was run by some guy named Ronan V. You know
was it like four blocks away from the Domino Sugar Factory where they have like a sugar-shaped vaginas right now?
Oh, yeah. The Domino Sugar Factory is getting torn down, right? So they're doing some art installations there.
It's actually pretty weird. I mean, anybody who's listening from New York probably knows about this, but the Domino Sugar Factory, yeah, it's getting torn down, but there's a crazy, I think it's ending soon. There's a crazy art exhibition in there. That's just like they made like little poor African children out of brown sugar, and then they made giant. I think it's a whole anti-gentrification thing. It's supposed to be
no,
and then there's this giant Aunt Jemima looking Sphinx made out of sugar. There's her vagina.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
it's a nice vagina.
So if it's competing with this, I mean, I don't think you're gonna get. I feel like that's the after party. You know, you go get some pizza
and free beer.
Free Shock Top beer.
Shock Top
isn't very good.
Nah, you wild.
No, it's not good at all.
The pumpkin beer is pretty good. I like
it. It's so funny that like that and like Blue Moon. I think Shock Top's Anheuser-Busch. Blue Moon is Coors.
And oh, yeah? Oh.
They have, it's just they've attempted to fool people into thinking, oh, I'm drinking a microbrew. This is great.
Well, had you watched the documentary Beer Wars, which is on Netflix, we'd know all about that.
I know. Then I watched Beer Wars on Netflix, and then I learned about how it's all a ruse.
It's not like fucking Blackfish, is it?
Smart marketing. No, Beer Wars is not like Blackfish.
Because the last time y'all gave
it
a
Netflix. Does it sound like those two things are alike?
It sounds depressing, though, because Blackfish was overly depressing.
No, Beer Wars is just about the expansion of craft breweries around America.
Yeah.
But how large brewers, because, you know, they're like beer companies are losing a lot of ground. Just liquor is just becoming more popular.
And wine. Yeah, liquor and wine are
so
totally.
Wine is just popular.
So anything that helps stay relevant, like the largest growing, you can find graphs online. I haven't looked at it in a while, but the largest growing breweries tend to be the ones, the microbrew companies, which are small, but their growth is large. And then companies that are trying to like stay on that like hip level, like Pabst or something, will have a high growth rate compared to like.
Or as we've called this show, the new Pabst, Narragansett. Yeah. It's the Pabst of the Northeast, people. Trust me. Notice it next time you're at the bar. I'm telling you, I'm making valid points.
It's true.
I remember when Blue Moon first came out, I guess probably like 10 years ago now, they would have booths at beer festivals. And be like, oh, wow, this is great. This is a great little microbrew, huh? This is great. Except it's made by Coors, and I'm just being fooled like an idiot.
Yeah, but Coors has been doing that forever. Killian's Irish Red is made by Coors.
Did not know that.
I've never had that. That shit doesn't sound that good.
That's pretty good.
It is?
Yeah.
Check that out.
You don't like a nice red beer, Johnny?
Never had it. Doesn't fucking pique my interest.
Well, you know what makes it red is that the brewing process makes it a hybrid of an ale and a lager.
Oh.
It's kind of like your...
Look at the big brain on Chris.
It's kind of like your sativa indica hybrid, so you can get your creativity flowing without the paranoia.
Yeah. Mm. But the paranoia makes me know that it's working.
I don't like paranoia. I look on my Leafly app and I'm like, oh, does that say Couch Lock? That's what I want.
Oh, did you get your Leafly app when you were in Colorado?
Yeah, you just download it. It's in the App Store.
What's an App Store?
That's what I'm saying.
You go take your BlackBerry and you go to that little thing that says A, that's A, and you get some applications.
I have a Razor. I don't even have a BlackBerry.
Oh. You got to push up on the cross pad.
Okay.
Right, and then you go to downloads.
Yeah.
And then you can get it there.
Nice.
Probably not. But you can get Snake.
Love Snake.
Yeah.
Like Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, that's the one. You can get that on your Razor. You can play Metal Gear Solid on your Razor.
That's dope, because that thing was on a PlayStation 2 before, and it was graphic intensive, if you know what I mean. Oh, God. Yep. So,
all right, what are you going to say? Sorry to interrupt you.
Are you think you're going to move to Colorado to become a bud tender?
No, I don't think
so. Oh, God, yeah, I forgot.
Why
you
not?
Put that up.
I just don't think I would want to do that.
Whatever, just hanging out, selling buds to people.
Bud tender.
No, I don't think I could do that. Those guys are high all the time. I can't be productive and smoke. I don't understand. Actually, it's like a weird thing that I've like thought about. I know you guys are going to call me, you know, you tend to call me insane when I say things like this.
But
like the legal weed thing, right?
Yeah.
It seems pretty weird that all of a sudden there's this. I know obviously the country needs the money, so that's where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But the country's needed the money at lots of points. We haven't gotten it. But then you get like, you know, the study that came out a few months ago that said like, you know, the U.S. is an oligarchy. It's not a democracy anymore, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
So I think it's pretty weird that, like, now all of a sudden we're getting this legal push from the government to give us weed, and it's something that really causes more apathy than anything else.
Oh, my
else.
God. I know where
creates
you're
jobs.
You know where I'm going with it, but it's just a thought I had. It's
saying it creates jobs, though.
Of course it creates. I mean, those jobs already exist. It just takes jobs from some people and gives them to other people.
Well, it makes jobs that can be taxed.
Yes,
is what
it does. It does create tax revenue.
So instead of a runner for a weed service, you got yourself a bud tender. Paying Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
A fat piece of his bud tending check.
Well, we all know I'm against paying Uncle Sam, you know.
Probably shouldn't say that on a recorded podcast.
That's my libertarian view. That, you know, the income tax is unconstitutional.
This is for your own good, Chris. Okay? Right. Just avoid the tax thing.
All right.
Colorado, what they were over expectations, right, for the kind of cash they're bringing in.
I don't think by much.
Were they over?
But there's like weird. I'll look it up right now.
I know in New York, their medical marijuana is about to pass, or it's looking like.
No, it's passed.
No, it passed.
It passed?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, but it's going to be similar to. Have you smoked any of that crazy Jersey medical marijuana?
Actually, I think I have smoked some of that Jersey medical marijuana.
Have you? Where'd you get it from? Like a doctor?
No, from someone who is a. Someone who's allowed to pick up for a caretaker. A guy from a caretaker who's allowed to pick up.
They don't have a caretaker system in Jersey. Only terminally ill patients are allowed to get it. It's very hard to get medical marijuana in New Jersey.
I know I smoked some of it, but someone from New Jersey said they showed me their medical marijuana card.
Was it Bon Jovi?
It was Bon Jovi.
If you have a caretaker license from California, you can bring samples back to Jersey up to a half a
pound. Really?
Yes.
Mm. Up to a half a pound?
Up to a half a pound.
I say we start finding some sick people, boys.
Yeah, buddy.
Or making people sick. I know Johnny's down.
I would. Did you enjoy it though?
It says what? Smoking weed?
the medical one.
I just bought regular weed at the dispensary. Oh. It's legal there. You don't need a medical license in Colorado.
Mm.
But it says 19 million in revenue.
What they project?
I don't know what the projections are.
That sounds a lot. Wow, that's pretty high. They've only had it since what, January?
Well, I think it's $19 million for February, just the month of February.
Get the fuck out of here.
You got to realize, though, when something is new, people pour into it. It's like, these numbers are not going to maintain.
It's going to peter out. Or, you know, it's going to plateau.
It's going to plateau. And here's also the thing with it is when you're out there, you can't smoke weed in public. So it's not going to be like Amsterdam where you can go into there's no way you can't smoke in the dispensary.
So
and you can't, you're
like
not supposed to smoke
cafes,
in your hotel.
Right?
No, they don't. It's not like Amsterdam. There's not going to be as much weed tourism there. So eventually people are going to Denver right now assuming that there's weed tourism. So eventually that'll peter off. But I mean, like I said, I'm not the kind of guy who ever thinks that you shouldn't have something legal. It's just an odd thought that I had.
So you fucking switching is what you're saying.
No, absolutely.
As a man now?
No, absolutely not. But. Actually, did you see what there's a pro-legalization activist in England, they're just planting weed in public parks.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Like that hidden cash guy.
Yeah, it's like that, except
that
fucking weed.
That dude's weird, though. Like, what's he getting out of that?
Publicity.
Wait, what is this? I don't know about this.
All right, there's this rich dude who, like, I don't know, this rich real estate, I believe he made his money in real estate,
yeah.
His Twitter account is @hiddencash, and he's been hiding money all around San Francisco and, like, giving people clues on his Twitter account. I think it was in New York last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out who he is, even though at the beginning he's like, I don't want anyone to know who I am because I don't like fame or anything. It just ruins people. So he like made like a boatload of money off of one deal, and he was like just decided to start giving it out randomly, just hiding cash in random places and cities, and then putting out clues and having people go on scavenger hunts to find their cash. I don't know.
Is anybody stabbed yet?
No, I'm saying, but it's to me, like as a dude that's so rich, he's just bored and he wants to see people fucking just scrounge for money. It's like he's literally throwing change on the ground and watching people pick that shit up.
Yeah, it's not even. I don't think it's like a lot of money. It's like $100 a shot or something. Maybe a couple hundred bucks.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but people do that. Like, what is that called? Like geocaching.
Geocaching. Yeah.
People do that shit, and it's just for trinkets.
Yeah. For literally garbage.
Yeah. So I mean, $100 is—it's the same kind of thing. You did the Street Wars thing, and that's just for super cool water gun street cred.
Are you doing that this year?
I don't think they do it anymore. I think it's over.
Damn.
I know.
Because that guy opened a food truck. The guy ran
that food truck actually shut down. I saw that guy recently.
Oh man,
he's just hitting hard times. Then
I know.
Does he need a fucking infusion of cash?
You should send him an email. Let him know where to get some free pizza.
Yo, dog. Free beer and pizza. Just letting you know.
Be like, yo, buck up, son.
Keep your head up. Keep your head up, son.
Oh man.
Were you saying that? The bitcoins that were seized in the Silk Road are being sold off by the government?
All right, I saw this over last weekend, and I conferred with my financial advisor, Bobby the Champ, about this.
Oh, shit, nice. And how's he doing?
He's doing fine. Good. So, the government shut down the Silk Road.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out the guy who runs the Silk Road had like whatever, however many hundred, like a, what, it was $100 million supposedly.
$80 million or something?
Some ridiculous amount of money in Bitcoin. So they got his accounts and they got his Bitcoins. So now starting the end of the month, June 27th, the government is going to start selling off 3,000 blocks, 3,000 Bitcoin, 3,000 Bitcoins is a shot every couple of days.
But at the current exchange rate?
No, they're going to auction them off.
What's the website?
What?
I think if you just search Bitcoin government auction, they'll show up, and then there's like an official government page of where the how they're going to be auctioning them off, et cetera, et cetera. And everyone's freaked out because they think this is going to crash the Bitcoin market because they're flooding. Let me find the actual number.
Bitcoin has been up for the last few months.
Yeah, but like doing that, wouldn't it like auction off like devalue the Bitcoin more?
No. Why would it? It wouldn't do that if it was money.
They got about 180,000 bitcoins at their disposal. They're going to start auctioning off.
There's millions of bitcoins in circulation right now.
That's still a fat chunk of Bitcoin, brother.
But think about like, all right, like if $1 billion is printed, the inflation, you don't see the inflation effects for years. It has to be put in into the economy.
Yeah, but this is crazy cryptocurrency garbage. I mean, this is just crazy talk, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It could be crazy talk that's going to crack. I mean, if you can get a good deal on 3,000 bitcoins.
But see, that makes sense that it's going to screw up the market because they're going to flood the market in this crazy volatile thing.
What do you mean? The market's not flooded in a crazy volatile thing. These things were already mined and sold. They were already mined and traded
for
goods.
But now they are going to go back in. People are going to pick them up at a lesser value. Well, I would think a lesser value than the actual face value of Bitcoin. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not a Bitcoin auction trader, obviously. Otherwise, I'd have a bunch of money. I could have got it at $4.
So could everybody?
It's at 600.
Well, you know, there's a new, you know, Tor is coming out with a currency, and all you have to do is put a relay for Tor signals in your house. So you could just do that.
I think I am going to do that.
Get on it.
It's finally time for me to get into this cryptocurrency game, Chris.
Might not. It's just the beginning. You never know. You never know. Let me see if I can find this here. Yeah, Tor is coming out with two cryptocurrencies. And basically, if you have a Tor relay in your house, if you run a Tor, it's the same as the old mining thing. Mm-hmm. Except for the fact that since you're not competing with other people and they're just awarding you with this currency for doing work.
Oh, dope.
Yeah.
I like rewards.
Without competition.
Yeah.
It's fucking communism is what that is.
Oh my God. I just got fooled at the big communist. This is so embarrassing.
How dare you cheer for the USA in the World Cup?
Oh my God. I'm the worst. Washington Post. They did a little bit of data crunching and found out. All right, so I'm going to ask you guys, what alcohol do you think underage kids binge drink the most?
Vodka.
Whatever is in their parents' closet.
No, you have to give me a brand.
Bud.
Svedka?
Chris is much closer than your crappy answer, Johnny.
It's cheap vodka, man. What'd
Bud
you want to
Light say? Is right. Number one thing. Number two, Jack Daniels. So kids are getting underage drunk on exactly what people who are of age are getting drunk
American
on.
American Moonshine. Love it.
What's American Moonshine? What, Jack
that,
Daniels?
That what was that brand they had? What, no, that's Wild Turkey. My fault. I got that one confused.
No, Moonshine's Moonshine. I mean, that, have you seen that they're marketing like Moonshine now? Like
yeah,
they call things what, Moonshine?
Yeah.
Pretty
well,
annoying.
it's just White Dog whiskey. It's just unaged. It's just pure
wow.
clear whiskey.
Alcohol.
I haven't
it's
heard
just,
that shit in a while.
Yeah, it's just clear liquor. It's just unaged, shitty. Why would anybody want to drink that?
I don't like it,
well,
Chris.
We used to drink Everclear when we were teenagers and shit. Used to have that, the Devil Springs, all that.
That I mean, that's what overage kids drink to get drunk cheaply. So
overage
kids.
Yeah.
Up, kids,
21, 21, 20, 21. Smirnoff Vodkas is what fifth. Coors, yeah, it's Jack, Budweiser's on here. Although Smirnoff Ice is number three. That's probably the most.
That's the malt one.
I wonder which of these is most bought by kids and how much of it is stolen.
I'm in front. I think the most bought shit would probably be like those Butterita shits. I see that shit a lot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what Smirnoff Ice is. Is the same.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
Yeah, it's a
Cranberry Budweiser.
Yeah,
I drink
all that
about.
Crap.
I drink one of those every morning.
Fancy,
it's delicious. Gets me started right.
I remember we used to have St. Ives, the flavored shit. That shit was all right. Method Man and Red Man used to market that.
Yeah, but there was a Biggie commercial too. The St. Ives special, bro.
Hell yeah.
That shit was all right. The fruit punch was all right. So
I threw up something awful off the blue once. To this day, I won't drink blue carousel. I don't drink any blue alcohol.
That sucks because I have a handle of blue Georgie here that I thought we were all going to sip on.
Nope, not me.
It's light blue. It's not that dark Stides blue.
You have some fucking like blue Powerade with vodka, dog. Lighten your life up.
Here, I'm going to make some Incredible Hulks. You want some?
Hell yeah, son.
Incredible Hulks. I mean, that's more of a light green.
It's greenish.
Here, just drink this Hypnotic.
Hell
that's
yeah,
blue.
Son. Take your shirt off. Relax a little.
I got some Blueberry Cisco.
What are
Would
UV
like that?
Vodkas? What is UV vodka that's on this list?
I don't even know what that is. That's a brand?
Yeah, apparently.
I don't know. Ultra something?
Oh, yeah. This looks pretty kid-friendly. Comes in lots of colors. Kind of looks like Italian ices in flavor.
God, I love flavored alcohol.
No, you don't. Malibu, low on the list.
Wow.
It's just edging it out, though.
Like, if you think about who the kids' parents are now, a lot of people don't drink Malibu like that.
Yeah, but I remember being 15 and being like, wow, this is delicious. I'm going to drink Malibu and Bacardi Limon all
forever. This will never turn bad. Yeah. Why would anyone drink anything else but this?
Four Loko's still on here.
That's weird.
Yeah, but the kids don't know no better about that. They dumb that shit down. Poor kids. It's nothing to do for them. They got rid of, well, they do the e-cigarettes pretty hard. It's always nice coming out to train in the morning. Little assholes puffing in my face.
How long before people stop smoking joints and blunts and just the vaporizers dominates?
I don't think ever. I mean,
I think it's coming. I think that's the future. People just vaporizing their drugs.
Maybe. I mean,
or maybe that's just a just a young professional type thing.
It's just a fad, I think, at this point.
I don't think it's a fad.
I think you'll always have the people who are just like, no, I like to smoke it. Even like young kids are going to do it because it's like, why do you smoke Reds?
Like, I don't know, because they taste good.
Yeah, but they're like the harshest cigarette on earth.
What's up?
It's not like you started smoking lights.
No, hold on. I'm smoking some harsher.
Parliament?
These are called Camarans.
What
and
the
they're
fuck
from...
is that? Yo, why has it got that funny word shit on it?
That shit says
that hieroglyphics?
Jihad on it.
They're from Yemen.
You got hieroglyphic cigarettes, man.
They're much harsher
cool.
than a Marlboro Red. Thank you, Gopak Joe. At Gopak
Joe.
Shout
out to Gopak, my man.
Smuggler. That's how you get shout-outs on this show. You send us stuff.
I'm down to Camarans.
Shout-out to the dude that sent the Pokemon cups.
Those There's one nice. Pokemon.
Yeah, right? But that's what we're going to drink the Hypnotic out of. So it's like for all us. Got to catch them all, son.
That's right. Johnny, who's your favorite Pokemon?
Say Charizard.
Are we doing this again?
Chris, what's your favorite Pokemon?
This is even worse than pretending we like soccer.
I am caught up in soccer.
Out front, though, you get like mad patriotic when you watch soccer and it's your country involved.
All right.
You didn't watch the fucking Italy game? They beat
No, I'm not gonna partake in this.
They beat England.
Well, my favorite Pokemon is Jigglypuff.
It was Squirtle last time you did this poll.
Yeah, we change it.
For
yo.
The record.
What? You can't change your mind around this goddamn place?
You still drinking Bacardi Lime? No, you ain't. You changed it up, right?
That's true.
We have a right to change.
It's called Limon, Johnny.
You're listening to High Society Radio. We're on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. The Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And the Reddit subreddit is reddit.com/R/High Society Radio. I'll tell you one thing. I ate the saddest eatery in New York City.
What was that?
It was a combination KFC, Pizza Hut, Tim Hortons,
yeah,
Nathan's.
That's that, bro. I go there all the time.
Johnny loves it. Johnny it's loves delicious. Tim Hortons. He's like, they put maple in the donuts, B?
That shit is crazy. They got apple fritters.
To him, it's like they're marketing geniuses because Canadians like syrup.
No, I was sitting there eating a chicken sandwich, just staring at the wall thinking.
From Nathan's?
No, it was from a KFC. There wasn't a line.
No double
enough.
Down.
And then there were some odd tourists in there ordering food. I was thinking, why are these people in here?
Yo, on the
why
same,
am I in this place?
In the same block, though, you got a Tad's and you got that melt shop. The melt shop, that shit is all right, son.
I know.
I got the bad agita right now, but, you know, I'll fucking survive that shit.
Four strange eateries altogether. Well, I guess it's combination.
Well, they're all owned by Reese Restaurants, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know Tim Hortons and Nathan's was. I've seen KFCs and Pizza Huts before. Mm. Together, I mean.
Yeah. Did you have a Tim Horton donut?
No, I didn't.
You got to live life.
You
got to
have a little dessert.
Bro.
You got to treat yourself.
Apple fritter, bro. I didn't even know what that was till I ate that shit.
Maybe
I still
next
don't know
time.
What it is.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time, huh?
Maybe.
Chris, you heard about what the new neighborhood is in New York City? Ugh. Much like your Dumbos, your Tribecas,
no, this is
your
more,
thigh dyes.
This is more like the Cronut of neighborhoods.
This is now called, how would you pronounce this? Quicklin?
Yeah, I guess Quicklin.
What?
They're calling Ridgewood Queens. Basically, here's the thing, is the real estate agents in Ridgewood Queens are having trouble selling it to young hipsters because young hipsters all want to live in Brooklyn. So they're like, well, it's kind of Brooklyn, and all these kids live there and think it's Brooklyn, so now the Times has called it Quicklin.
There's a neighborhood in the middle of nowhere in between, it's literally on the border of Queens and Brooklyn, mm-hmm. called Ridgewood.
No.
And what? Ridgewood and what? Bushwick?
Yeah, they're adjacent.
So they've started, the New York Times article started calling the neighborhood Quicklin because they don't know whether to call it Brooklyn or Queens.
It's Queens.
Oh, my God.
It's over the Queens border.
It's Quicklin.
It's Queens.
I say we should start doing a show from Quicklin. We start maybe like a community outreach program in Quicklin.
How can the same street intersect with itself?
Wow, at the center of the universe. I think it's too far now. I mean, I got pretty annoyed with FIDI. I didn't think Financial District
Spaha?
Was... Spaha? What's Spaha?
What the fuck
Spanish Harlem.
Oh,
what?
God.
I never heard that before.
You never heard that before?
I've never heard that term ever. You really chose some white cats. I never heard that one.
Well, Spanish Harlem's getting more and more white.
Yes, it is. I never heard nobody ever say that before. I smack them in the mouth.
You don't know any real estate agents then.
I really don't.
So Spaha's a real thing.
Yes.
I always thought FIDI was the ultimate obnoxious.
Which I don't even know what that is.
Financial District.
Ugh. Just call it the Financial District.
I know. It makes sense. Financial District is pretty self-explanatory.
Spaha makes sense because you're trying to sell apartments to rich white people who are scared of brown people.
Ah, true.
But rich white people like finance. So why change it?
They work in finance, the rich white people.
Damn.
Durr.
Johnny, why are you on Facebook right now?
It's our buddy's birthday.
Who?
Adam.
Oh, happy birthday, Adam.
Big ups, Adam.
Good dude, man.
Big ups to Adam.
Fucking brave young man right there.
We shouldn't know that, though, because you shouldn't be on Facebook during the podcast.
I just wanted to check. I wanted to not miss his birthday. He's a fucking loyal listener.
I'm sorry we're so boring, Johnny.
I didn't want to miss his birthday. It's not about being bored. I just want to make sure we didn't miss the man's birthday. He came out here to hang with us. He had a good time.
Should have brought him to FIDI. Not great bars down there. You know what I'm saying?
There's not that many good bars down there.
No, there's not. I know. I just wanted to throw FIDI into the conversation.
I want to go to a good fucking Spanish spot I can take out here.
Is it in Spaha?
I guess so. I can't believe that's an actual fucking thing.
Absolutely is.
People are assholes.
I mean, the smallest penis contest is a thing in New York at this point.
Oh, yeah. We did
that's been going on for a couple years.
Yeah, it's like 2 or 3 years in now. They just did it again last weekend.
The same dude won, right?
No, a different dude won, I think.
Wait, are you not allowed to run after the...
I don't know.
Is that Judah Freelander?
No, it's a guy who looks like Judah Freelander doing a mangina, looking like Buffalo Bill from... What's it called?
Sounds of the Lambs.
If you got a little dick, I don't think you got to be doing anything extra.
There's a line around the block for the smallest penis contest. It makes no sense.
People want to see a freak show. What do you want?
Irony has just gotten to be too much.
Is this irony?
I think so. Why else would you want to go see tiny baby penises?
I think this is a co-opted hipster version of irony. That's not. This is. There's nothing ironic about this.
I like to think.
No,
of
but
it,
people
irony guys. Should make you think.
No, people are going there. People are going there ironically, like, oh my God, bro, did you hear that there's a small penis contest going on? It's
small
hysterical.
Dicks in the room. Let's go.
Isn't that sarcasm? Hey, let's go look at some small dicks. Isn't that sarcasm?
I think people do that, though, to feel better about themselves. Take your broad with you, like, yo, it could be worse. Look at it. Look at that shit.
I guess.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And they take pride in that. Good for them. There's a community for that.
Yeah, there'll probably be a pride parade next year. Small cock pride parade.
Are you going to go boo the fucking
look at it. If you look close enough, look at it.
He can't,
squint.
He can hold it with one finger.
He can't please anyone. Look at him. That guy jerks off with tweezers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's an old one. Fuck, you just pulled out of the goddamn closet.
Oof. His dick's so small, a baby can nurse off of it.
All right, man.
That's a pedophile joke, Chris.
Yeah, just leave it alone.
You're coming off as a pedophile.
He's going on that dark corner.
Right. I'll switch it up. Speaking of pedophiles, you know. But another New York story is, apparently Brooklyn District Courts, they're getting a much higher conviction rate because of gentrification.
I read about this.
Yeah.
This is in the Post.
Basically, I think one of the, somebody said, yeah, people coming from Wisconsin or Wyoming can't relate to just being thrown against the wall by police. So you're getting a much higher conviction rate. They're more likely to side with police.
Yep.
Basically, hipsters are just more likely to side with police.
Yeah, because they believe cops would never do anything wrong. Even though in the past year, it's like multiple people have been released from prison. Because one police officer, I think on Staten Island, who
was Staten Island
put
alone.
Multiple dudes away for 20-plus years.
Yeah, yeah.
His brother killed himself recently out of the shame.
Good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's good for the little brother. He didn't have nothing to do with that, but
yeah, if the guy killed himself, it'd be like good. But his brother,
Was so fucking. He was also a cop, good cop, from what I heard. Fucking killed himself.
Horrible, because some guy was just using the same crackhead witness over and over again, in multiple
and
cases,
planting evidence. They
and planting
and fucking
evidence,
roughing up witnesses.
Well,
and
I mean,
intimidating
obviously,
people. They said there's mob money involved because he used to intimidate witnesses and shit.
That's hot.
So I don't know, man.
I'll say it's funny with this whole thing, man. You meet all these hipsters. They're so scared of saying, like, if you say anything even edgy around them,
they're like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, they're really scared of seeming racist. But New York's the whitest it's ever been in our lives. In our entire lives.
I love it. It's great, right?
I hang. I'm good where I'm at.
Yeah, but it's changing. You said you got some neighbors.
Yeah.
Your building's going condo to avoid the rent control laws.
Yeah, there was
that's gentrification in action.
A lot of noise for that World Cup I never heard before. All right. Damn, son. Oh, well. It's not... Well,
and also, the young kids moving... And then young and the rich...
Midwest
well-to-do.
Kids, man.
Let's just say white people that are moving into shady parts of Brooklyn who are now getting onto juries, it's bad news for defendants in criminal cases.
Ain't looking good.
And great news for defendants in civil cases. They're giving money away left and right, and they're just putting people away in prison as well.
That sounds like your typical college liberal.
Damn. Oh, man.
We fucking old, bro.
What?
We are fucking old.
I don't know if we're old. Chris is just crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little crazy.
Oh, well.
And I don't know if giving away money to people suing all the time is actually a good idea.
No, it's probably a bad idea.
Wait, you know what? I just changed my mind. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to try to sue a few people later today.
Yeah, who are you going to sue?
I don't know. I'll just walk into a cab or something.
So you're just gonna sue some poor cab driver, get him deported?
You gonna break a cab, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Slow down traffic for everyone around you.
That's the plan. If I ever kill myself, just
you
throw myself
that,
in front
nah,
of a train.
Nah, you wouldn't be that. You're a prick.
Whatever.
You do that, you gonna just ruin somebody's day because you can't hack?
Yeah, I'll lend you a gun.
Yeah.
No. Subway or bust.
Be a man about it, yo. I'll give you a hot dose. You want a hot dose?
No, thank you. For this is funny. Match.com is putting out a new service for $5,000 for 6 months. They will attempt to match you using facial recognition technology with someone who looks exactly like your ex.
Yeah, I read about that.
That's fucking insane.
Is it that insane? People like the way their exes look. That's why
they have
they
a type.
Them.
They have a type, but after a while, you break out of that shit.
Well, my exes. Well, let's see, Angelina Jolie. It's just putting just ridiculously hot women.
Well, that's what I immediately thought. I was like, whoa, couldn't you just upload a picture of somebody that is hotter than any chick you ever dated?
But also, it's messed up because, right, so you're looking to date people that literally are just, that's what they look like. I don't care what they do or what they say, what's inside their head. I just want to use them because I like the way they look.
I have but that's not necessarily what he's saying. You still have to match up on other things, but they'll look for somebody that looks like your ex that also likes the stupid things that you like.
Oh, is that how to match? I thought it was just based off of looks. We're pretty shallow. Now.
Mostly, it's
new what, I mean, it's largely based off looks.
Isn't that what relationships are now? I haven't been in one in a while, but I figure that's what
that's
it is, right?
Definitely what online dating must be.
Oh, yeah. What, all based on looks?
Just like, hey, let's bang each other.
Well, I mean, that's, I mean, every...
The initial thing, and then actually talking to the person,
Well, for men, anyway. You know, there's a lot of... I feel like there's way far more women looking to actually, like, go on a date.
Nah,
and, like,
but I think women... Online, I think women are more judgmental than men are.
I've seen those Match.com commercials. Those dates look great.
Word. Fucking bowling and learning how to make pizza together and shit.
Walking on the beach, just like
stranger.
In a movie.
Oh, yeah. You know what's my favorite dating site? Christian Mingle, because if they say no, you're still going to take it. There's been mad rapes on Christian Mingle.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's like irrational.
Whoa. Where have you read this? Let's look into it.
Christian Mingle rapes. Google it.
I can't believe you.
It's been mad rapes on.
I don't want crazy facts anymore.
There's a lot coming up on Google.
Told Jesus you, son. Christ. I know about them rapes. Not that I was there, but it's a lot of them. I don't know if it was one dude or just a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's headlines that read things like another woman comes forward and Christian Mingle rape.
I'm telling you, B.
Damn.
They get that shit in on Christian Mingle. All you got to do is know some scripture, get some shit off LeBron's arm or whatever, put it on the post, you get to go.
They've done like ad studies that say like if somebody watches a girl accept a drink from a man, that like men and women will say that they now like... are more likely to say that she owes him something or she's more open to sex. Maybe that's what... we shared a Bible verse. I need to know you in the biblical sense. Maybe that's...
I would venture to say a lot of dudes on Christian Mingle are either born again or fucking ex-cons with a fucking hatchet to bury. Because, man.
I mean,
those religious... they have some shit for farmers now. Remember we at the board?
I'm sure it's just far-right... I'm sure it's just far-right fundamentalist assholes on Christian Mingle often.
I don't think the far-right does anything crazy, though, like that.
What, goes on dating website?
Oh, rapes.
I'm sure they do.
I don't think so. They're not about that life. They clearly state that all the time.
All right.
Like, when's the last time you caught a congressman or senator with a gay guy? They hate gays, you know?
Actually, been a little while.
Yeah, it has been a while, right?
They keep that shit well-headed now, son. The Baphomet and all that stuff.
I think they all just get chemical castration right now.
fucking politics.
That's your word on politics?
I just hate them. They're all liars.
Are they?
And rapists.
I got some stuff you should read.
You should join this, I have pamphlets at my back of my house.
Word.
I don't know, man. Things are getting a little bit too crazy right now.
We're not built for this anymore.
Oh, yeah, the government's got weather control drones and shit.
What? How does that work?
You're coming off as a crazy conspiracy.
No, man. It's on Creators Project.
What was that? The Vice website?
Yeah, this is the Vice website. Uh-huh. They're trying to do... I mean, it's not like HARP or anything crazy like that, but they're just trying to shoot drones to like break up hurricanes and stuff.
I thought they closed down HARP, or they're about to.
Yeah, that's what... This isn't that.
Or they're telling us they're closing down HARP.
Probably telling us that. Probably. But, you know, like, you just can put... what is it?
Well, they gonna put it in the eye of the storm, and that's supposed to break it up.
Yeah, they put chemicals into like stuff, and it'll just make it'll make the rain fall not over a city, or like you know what I mean.
It'll save the hard stuff.
They're chemically castrating the hurricanes.
Good callback. Good callback.
Very good. Very good.
Yep.
On point.
Sure.
Chris Stanley, man of the hour.
Not really.
Oh man.
I'm just saying we're getting hit with more and more superstorms. I think the government should be trying to control the weather.
I'm sick of superstorms, dog.
Yeah, I'm saying. We didn't get one this year, luckily. We didn't get a snowstorm or fucking...
No,
What are you talking about? It was nothing but snow.
Yeah, no, but we didn't get like a damaging snowstorm like we did a few years ago on Christmas. Do you remember that thing?
Yeah.
We didn't get a hurricane. We got two hurricanes in a row.
The rain's been bad around here lately, too.
Yeah, the rain's been rough. I got caught in the rain on Friday. I was drenched. I had an umbrella, and every article of clothing I had on was soaked.
Just soaked wet.
I hate carrying an umbrella.
Yeah, it's an odd feeling.
I wear a rain jacket, son. It's more of an inconvenience than fucking just sweating.
It's beautiful when I left my house. I was on the train for 45 minutes. I came off in the middle of a torrential downpour.
We should all start wearing ponchos, is what we should do instead of...
Like $4
I hate a poncho.
Really? A poncho's great.
It's mad freedom, son.
No. Thank you.
Yeah, you ain't got to zip shit up. You just put it over, and you can move your arms, jiggle your balls, anything you want to do. You can take a squat if you need to.
You're listening to High Society Radio. Johnny's just going to play with his balls when he wears a poncho. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. The Facebook's facebook.com/High Society Radio. More like radio.com is the podcasting network. And you can get us at our personal website, newtrashcity.com. And we're on iTunes. So go and like us. For the love of God. Like us on iTunes, please.
Tell your friends.
Well, you don't like it. You got to rate the thing and review.
Yeah.
You can write a review.
You got to review.
People write things like, I wonder who's going to be the favorite Pokemon next week. So now they know it's Jigglypuff.
It's Jigglypuff.
You going to be that guy now?
That is a review on iTunes.
Maybe next week it'll be Geodude. I don't know. Snorlax is always a possibility.
Yeah.
I don't know what those things are.
Or you got to take a picture of the cup and put it on the website.
Pokemon cup?
Oh, yeah.
I should.
You want to do it before or after the fucking drink, though?
I'll do it after it's broken. Yeah. I'm sure it'll get broken at some point tonight.
Please don't. Come on. People spent money to send us a Pokemon cup.
That's true. But you got to get, whatever. Oh, apparently this Pokemon news review is a false flag. It says it right here by Chris Bills.
A false flag?
Says, I hope there's more Pokemon talk. This show is where I come for all my Pokemon news. This review is most likely a false flag.
It sounds like a false flag to me.
It sounds like a synopsis of an episode of the show.
Oh, shit.
So you think, how many people do you think are going to sign up immediately for that Match.com service?
I don't know. I mean... Maybe it's just a publicity stunt.
$5,000, though?
No, there's plenty of people who will throw $5,000 out just
for
to...
For that, for 6 months worth of not getting any action?
There are mad people who have $5,000 to piss away.
Well, didn't like 100 people download that? No, it was like 20 people downloaded that like $5,000 I'm Rich app in the iTunes app store the week the iPhone came out.
What the fuck is that?
It just said, I'm rich, bitch, like on Dave Chappelle's show.
Oh, my God.
And it cost $1,000, and like 30 people downloaded it the first day that the app store launched. And Apple took it down immediately.
So smart.
Yeah, that guy made $30,000 real quick.
So smart. So angry.
It's the shit you don't come up with that usually works.
I mean, I feel like you could just look through pictures and find girls that look like your ex.
Yeah, I mean, well, how
just
hard
watch
is that?
Porn. Fucking watch porn.
And what if you only dated Uggos and you're on Match.com and maybe meet somebody a little better looking?
Yeah, you gotta try to... Like, I figured if you break up, you want to fucking, like, improve on your ex.
Wow, this chick looks good. She looks like my ex, but attractive. This is going to be great.
Something nice. Nice ass.
Yes, John, these are the things that men look at.
Yeah, but it's like, the way they make it sound is like they're going for the exact fucking replica of this shit.
Well, for $5,000, they better make a robot that is the ex-girlfriend. Maybe they're just selling real dolls of the ex-girlfriends.
That'd be nice.
I guess. Be creepy, really. Look, honey, I know we broke up, but I'm still banging you.
Hell yeah, like you fake stalking her from outside and shit. Like, can she see me? She gonna call the cops? Keep it kinky, nice and kinky, son.
What the hell are you talking
about? Like shit like that. Don't judge me, man. You've been out of the dating pool a long time.
Are you saying
time,
you play
bro.
Rape?
Yeah, why not? Couples do that, right?
They do.
There you go. I don't even want to go into the shit you do, son.
I don't know what you're talking about. But, all right, you know how we've been shitting on Google Glass a lot?
I have 3 pair. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why'd you just borrow $50 off me?
Because I spent all my money on Google Glass.
Did you buy a pair for your cat? Like, you got one for your girl, one for your cat?
Oh, no, they're all for me.
Oh, they're all for you? You switch them out?
Yeah, because the batteries die pretty quickly, you know?
Oh, that's true. Do you have one, like, user account for all three so it aggregates all your exploring?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Thank God. But yeah, there's a cheap substitute for it now. Some guy is coming out with Instagram filter sunglasses.
What's that?
They raised $50,000 on Indiegogo, asked for $15,000.
All right.
What does it do?
And the campaign closes in July. Like, they have weeks left. It's just
filters.
It's just the lenses are meant to replicate Instagram filters on these sunglasses.
The fuck is wrong?
Yeah, and they sell they're selling bunches of them.
You can literally sell anything nowadays.
People want the world to look like a computer,
oh
I guess.
Oh, my God.
But it's going to be way cheaper than Google Glass.
Yeah, but you're only paying for fucking lenses. They don't do nothing more than that.
Yeah, they're sunglasses. There's sunglasses that look like...
$50, right? $50 sunglasses?
No, there's no price on them yet. They haven't been made yet. They asked for $15,000 on Indiegogo, and they've already gotten $50,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, now they've gotten... I'm sorry, update. They've gotten $309,000.
On this shit?
Pounds.
You, oh, my God.
Pounds?
Pounds.
Oh, my God.
That's like $500,000.
Yes.
Yeah. Or maybe $450,000.
It's over $600,000.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Now I feel like an asshole.
That's because you are an asshole.
So people clearly want this product.
I don't know.
And it just looks like a cheap pair of Ray-Bans.
Yeah, it's like them shit you can get for like $5 from the African dudes downstairs.
Well, I'm sure the African dudes will be selling fake ones next week.
We got to tell them that you guys got an Indiegogo. Screw this working on a street corner crap.
Just get on there.
You guys are way off.
Well, they have Kiva. That's like the Indiegogo for poor Africans.
What is that?
It's what is that? It's microloans. Basically, you can get interest.
Is it like a microbrew?
No, it's not like that at all. You can get you basically loan poor people in poor countries money, and they pay you back to like open like a fish stand or something in like
Africa. But they're poor. How are they gonna pay me back?
Yeah, because they're borrowing the money to open a business or to expand an existing business that's not making that much money.
What are they paying me back in? Fish heads? Want to get a box of fish heads in the goddamn mail?
No,
some fishmonger in Nigeria.
Some of them asked for $1,000 to start doggy coin mining things, and now they're billionaires. And you're sitting here doing this podcast with me.
And well, you're with me too, so you look like an asshole also.
I'm here by choice. I'm gonna put a gun to your head to get you in there.
Oh man, we're about to wrap this thing up.
Did you ever look at that Indiegogo thing I set up for truffle whiskey?
Yeah.
Oh, you put that up?
I put it up. It's not up though. I sent it to him, like, hey, look through this, fix it up. Did you get on that?
No, I didn't. I'm a jerk.
All right, man.
We have to make a product first before we have to.
Yeah, no, that makes
this guy,
sense.
This guy.
Don't shake your head at me like
that
you
makes
think.
$309,000, dog. Just
but
lie.
They have
how
a
much?
Prototype at least. They have a picture of something.
We can just Photoshop a picture of
no,
something.
No, we need to actually make something. We have to make
we
it.
Have
then
to
we can.
Sell
we can
sell something. They have to taste.
Have, we have a, tangible product. Then we can embezzle a bunch of money.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, make a product for people to buy.
Look, I have a picture. Look at this picture. Truffle whiskey. That I made on Photoshop. I'm really good at Photoshop.
You are really good at Photoshop.
Look at this picture. It's mad good, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's mad fancy.
Hell yeah.
You fooled me.
People should follow Truffle Whiskey. 55 followers. I haven't tweeted in months.
Come on, guys.
Tweet something out right now.
Get that up.
All right.
Like, where are my truffles at?
Where are my truffles at?
I got it.
Send me pictures of truffles.
Where are my truffles at?
Coming soon. Yeah. Truffles, coming soon.
I got you.
Except soon, we came up with this idea, what, 6 months ago?
Yes. Probably a year ago.
Nobody's still done
it.
No, it
was 6 months
ago. We're fine.
It's not going to be like that forever. And when someone makes a truffle whiskey, you know how pissed I'm going to be?
I know, man. But
what if it fails?
How pissed all of us are going to be?
What if it fails horribly?
It's a big fucking investment. I'll say that.
Duh. All right, look. You've been listening to I Society Radio. And I said we wouldn't bring up truffle whiskey again until we actually made some. So now I broke that promise to the listeners.
Well, all right. We can go buy some truffles right after this. Or are you going home?
I'm going home.
See?
I don't have any money anyway.
I got money on me. If you come with me, I'll go buy some truffles right now.
Fucking make it rain, son. All right, listen. You're listening to I Society Radio. Hit us up, morelikeradio.com. All our information's there. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Well, I'm
Chris from Brooklyn.